This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
I recently had a chance to tour the Kern Family Orchard on Route 127 just south of Raymond. The orchard is a family business and is run by the four Kern sisters. I had a chance to visit with all of the sisters, and today we'll hear the full interview from my visit. We're here today at the Kern Family Orchard just south of Raymond, and we are going to be hearing from the Kern sisters. Yes, there are four of them. And first off, we'll hear from Jacinta. And Jacinta, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and also the history of this orchard? How did this get started?
Well, I'm 26 years old, and I have, like she said, three sisters. And I'm in charge of the apple trees and the bees. How we started was we moved up here in 2006. And this, well, five. In 2006, we planted our first trees. We really weren't expecting what we now have. But that's what happened when the dream went boom. Dad just asked us what we really wanted to do with our lives. And we all like agriculture. And so he said, well, why don't we do fruit? So we started with 200 peach trees and 200 apple trees. We also planted strawberries, which has now become our favorite. It started being a big pain, but we've grown to love them. Then we, as the years went on, we've added blueberries, blackberries, and raspberries to our farm. Our parents have really supported us in everything we've done. We've turned our garage into a store, and we've just slowly been adding more things every year to our operation.
And you said once you moved in 2006, so where were you living before this all started with the orchard?
We lived south of Belleville. So we moved up here because of our dad's job. He wasn't home, and when the vote came, have dad home or not, we all voted to have dad home, so we moved up here to be with dad.
Okay, so this has definitely grown and evolved since the move, and you mentioned that you're involved with the apples and the bees. So let's start off by talking about the apples. As we all know, that apple picking season, it's kind of on its way out, but we just did end or is ending now. So could you tell us how the apple season was this year and maybe how many different types of apples you have here at the orchard?
I think I have around 30 to 40 different varieties of apples. Right now, like you said, we're starting to wind down. We're down to Fuji, Enterprise, Suncrisp, and some Honey Gold is what we're wrapping down to. This season, there's been a lot of apples. We did have some City Spot because of the way the rain was this spring, but the apples are still very good tasting, which is what I go for. I'm also in charge of the bees, and my honey crop was really good this year. I was really happy with it, so that's kind of what I've got going on in my area of the orchard.
That's good. And so you raising the apples and the honey, are both of those items for sale in your shop here?
Yes, they are. Right now I have 3 pounders of honey and 12 ounces. We also have honey sticks, and I have recently got my creamed honey made again, which is really exciting. As far as the apples, like I said, we have Fuji, Honey Gold, and Suncrisp in the shop.
Okay, well, great. And next up, we're going to hear from another Kern sister, Lucia. Lucia, you are involved with a few different things, and you've had some trials with them because they're quite new. But could you tell us what you're involved with and maybe a little bit about yourself, too?
I do the cherries, the blackberries, and I also do the goats and the sheep. Like I told you earlier, the cherries have been a trial and error thing. We were going to rip them out because they weren't producing, but then this year they surprised us and we had a great crop. So I was really excited about that because I love cherries. The blackberries I just took on this year. I really am new at them, so I really don't have anything to say. The goats and sheep animals have always been a big part of my life. Even when we lived in the city, I always had a cat. I really wanted cows when I was a little girl, so Dad settled for a sheep. And then I started showing in 4-H, and like you said, it's become one of the biggest parts of my life, and I honestly love it. So then we got goat milking goats, and now we have in our shop goat milk lotion, goat milk soap, and we do sell goat milk. And I really enjoy, you know, handling the animals and being around the farm.
And you're talking about goat milk lotion and soap. So how did you learn how to make those things? I assume you make them yourself. So was that a challenge, or how did that come about?
That is all my sisters. They are geniuses with crafty stuff. I am honestly the least crafty person in this family.
Well, that is okay. So maybe your sisters then can tell me how they're made in a little while.
Yes.
So next up, we'll hear from another sister, the third sister of the Kern family, Kateri. And could you tell us about what you're involved with?
I'm in charge of the peaches, and I run the Facebook page. We had a really good peach crop this year. I have about 25 different peach varieties, including like Rising Star, Red Haven, Canadian Harmony, and things like that. And let's see. And then I just try to keep our Facebook page going throughout the season to let people know what we're going to have and keep people up to date.
So would you be considered kind of the IT person of this operation?
I guess. I'm not very good with social media and stuff, but I've been learning as I go, so I hope I'm okay for everybody.
Well, I'm sure you're doing just fine. And with the website and Facebook page, do you post items that come up for sale in the different seasons and events that are going on?
Mm-hmm, yes, definitely. I just try to keep up to date on what varieties we have and, you know, like you pick and things like that. If we have hour changes and prices and stuff like that, yeah.
And how were the peaches this year? I know that season has passed, but did you have a good crop, and what was it like for you?
Oh, it was a really good crop, especially after not having peaches last year. It was really exciting to get back into that. But, I mean, we had to kind of pick back up because we'd forgotten some things since we didn't have them last year and stuff. But it was definitely a good crop.
Well, that's great to hear. And we'll hear from the final sister of four, Maria. And Maria, you're involved with the strawberries and the blueberries. So tell us a little bit about yourself and then also the work that you do with those fruits.
I'm actually the second of the four girls. I'm in charge of the strawberries, blueberries, raspberries. I gave Lucia the blackberries so I wouldn't have everything. I really love strawberries, and we planted, 11,000 this fall to start for next spring, and so we've been babying them and fertilizing them, trying to get them pumped up and ready. And they look pretty good, so fingers crossed, hopefully we have a good winter and not much winter kill, and they'll be good. We have like 9 different varieties of blueberries that lengthen our season out, and we start with the Dukes, and we had a really good blueberry crop this year, and had a lot of you pickers, and really appreciate everyone that came out and picked and had a good time to kind of add on to the soap and stuff. I really would like to say I kind of helped start that. I started making beeswax lotion a couple of years ago, the first time we lost the peach crop. And in ordering different scents and supplies to make the lotion, I found out about goat milk lotion. And then, well, we needed goats because we had to have milk to make goat milk lotion, you know? And so it just started into soaps, and then we start, you know, making chapstick and other stuff. So it just kind of added on. We kind of dabble in a little bit of everything now.
So it sounds like you guys have your hands full and are quite busy. So how many hours a week do you guys normally work between the four of you?
It's the way we kind of put it is it's more of a lifestyle than a job, because what we do is our life. It's you think you're doing something with it from the moment you get out of bed to the moment you get back into bed. It's whether you're thinking or just trying to keep things moving along. It sometimes it can get difficult because you just like to be normal. But overall, to do it, you know that you're very passionate about it and you love it. You've got your ups and downs, but you love it. Otherwise, you wouldn't do it.
As with anything, life's not perfect and everyone has their ups and downs. So for you to stand here and tell me that you still love it after all of that work, I think you've got a good thing going for you. Now, if you don't mind me asking, Jacinta, you said you are 26. Yes. What are the other ages of the sisters?
16.
So Lucia is 16. And what about Maria?
24.
24 for Maria. And Kateri, how old are you?
I'm 21.
21. Okay, so not too far apart in age. Well, is there anything, girls, that I have missed that you would like to add for our listeners to hear? What about your hours? How often are you open and what hours are you open?
We are open from 9 to 5 on weekdays and 8 to 1 on Saturdays, and we're closed on Sundays. And we will have different hours as we close the season out. Those are like in-season hours.
By appointment also?
Yes, because we like to work with our customers. So if what we have doesn't work, we have our information on our website and on Facebook so that we can work with them. All they have to do is give us a call, and we will work with whatever they need.
Once again, those were the sisters of the Kern Family Orchard, Jacinta, Maria, Kateri, and Lucia. If you would like to learn more about them, you can visit their website at kernfamilyorchard.com. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.